While Mexico and its relationship with the U.S. has been making headlines, some stories about the two countries may go unnoticed. Morris optometrist Phil Ortez has been leading trips to Latin America since 1977, bringing with him teams of volunteers who set up a clinic, examine hundreds of clients a day, and then fit them with eyeglasses donated here in the U.S. How many trips has he made?
Over 100, I'm sure.
His group is called Eye Care International. It's a balance of volunteers, mostly from the Chicago area in California.
And I started doing it because I could speak Spanish and I could organize a little bit. I knew that a lot of people didn't have the money to do this. So I was lucky I could do it.
This spring's trip is to Compostela, Mexico. It's about 3 hours from Puerto Vallarta. It's being led in part by Phil's nephew, Brett Ortiz. On arrival day, he and the team of 37 volunteers assess their clinic space and come up with a plan.
Well, right now we're just like in the preparation mode, thinking about tomorrow and the patients that'll be here, seeing 400 or 500 people a day in this space. And logistically, how are we going to do it?
When the clients arrive, they'll meet with a nurse, take a vision test, move on to the doctors, and then...
Those people that need to see clearly, they're going to be served tomorrow.
Phil has brought the team to Compostela before. It's a small town built around a church and a central square. Not a lot of tourists here and not a lot of shared language.
But this is an exceptional place, I think. Compostela, Nayarit. I think it is.
So the clinic is set up, and beginning tomorrow for 4 days, hundreds of people who just can't see well will walk through this building hoping to leave with a clearer view of their world. Is Brett nervous?
Nah, never nervous. It'll all fall into place. We have 37 volunteers that are ready and eager to help, and I think it's going to be a great experience.
With the ribbon-cutting ceremony at the Eye Care Pop-Up Clinic in Compostela, the work begins. So meet the people of Compostela.
My name is Luz Estela Núñez Cota. I am dentist.
Gilberto Gutierrez Rodriguez.
Melissa.
My name is Ana Rivas.
My name is Arturo Alejandro.
The clients at the clinic start with a nurse's visit and then go to an eye chart exam. Because language on both sides and sometimes literacy is an issue, the clients identify pictures on a chart hanging on the wall. Instead of a letter, there's an apple.
Manzana.
Or a heart.
Corazón.
Or a house.
Casa.
From there, they go on for more precise testing and a meeting with the doctor. Then volunteers hunt from thousands of donated glasses for just the right fit in prescription. That's when the magic happens. Here's Melita.
I see better.
Uh-huh.
I have a better view.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And everything is clear.
Ana Rivas promised lunch for the crew.
And I bring tamales for everybody.
So you're going to bring us all tamales?
Yes.
A few hours later, the clients are gone, the volunteers are cleaning up, and the clinic is just about over.
We're tired. We saw about 500 patients today, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, so I think we're close to 2,000 patients.
But this isn't just a story about a bunch of Americans helping a bunch of Mexicans. It's also about what a group of Mexicans has done for the Americans. This is the second trip for Karen Kaur.
It's a little bit of relief. To be honest, it's a lot of hard work, but it's also a little bittersweet because we're leaving behind a lot of people that we've met and people where we know we've touched their lives, but they've also touched ours.
Julie Ensinger is an optometrist from Naperville. This is her eighth eye care trip.
There's a thought in the U.S. that that we're coming down here and just helping unfortunate poor people, and that's really not it. These people give us so much more than we give them.
Kay Willis is a nurse from Morris. She says the trips are transformative.
It's just something you couldn't ever contrive or say, I'm going to do this. It just happens to you.
Mark Binder, a retired English teacher, has been on 8 trips.
You say it's unselfish? Hell. Let's face it. The return we're getting here is... I mean, you learn stuff.
But it's Dr. Ensinger who captures it best.
I always say that in my practice back in suburban Chicago, I can count on one hand the number of times I changed a life. And when I come here, I change a life every day. Oh, you're making me cry, Steve. But seriously, many, many people, sometimes a simple reader will change someone's life. Sometimes we get people who are so nearsighted they think they're blind, and we make them see. It's just, It's really incredible.
And so the volunteers pack up. Some head to the beach for a few days, but all eventually return home with a view of the world that is a little clearer than when they left. Steve Bertrand, WGN News.